This is Doug Miller. Who is to build the Messianic temple if not Messiah? Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best, and he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are privileged to be back with you one more time this side of eternity. With the Word of God in hand, I believe you will find it very profitable. We have been going through the book of Zechariah, so bring your Bibles. Come along, open up to Zechariah chapter 6, and we will begin with verse 9. Call a friend. Tell them to listen in as well. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this word go out as far out as we can get it to as many as we can get it out to. And as you've heard me say many times, if you listen to Dialogue to this end, we require the support of the people of God. I beg you, pray for Dialogue. Write our name down on your prayer list, and if you don't have a prayer list, get one. And if you are a believer and you are not praying every day, I will assure you, you are a sitting duck for the enemy. You need to be praying. Pray. Paul said, we men pray always, he said. The Lord Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. We have business that we are to be about here in this world at this time, and it is the Lord's business, and to that end, we must be praying and praying for one another. Pray for Dialogue. Pray that this program will go out farther to more people. Pray that the Lord will protect and guard the door of my lips. I don't want to offend anyone. On the other hand, I want to tell the truth, which means I'm going to offend some people. So pray for Dialogue. Pray that the Lord will give insight into these messages and into this word as it goes out. Pray for Dialogue. And I've said it many times, and here it comes again. We would love to hear from you. Our mailing address, Dialogue, P.O. Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. If you didn't get that, keep your writing materials handy, and Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. Now, we have an email address, and it is Dialogue Ministries. That's all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. Okay, Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. That's for those of you who don't like to write with pencil and paper, and of course, increasingly nowadays, people don't like to do that. So email us if you have any questions, anything you wish to ask help for, if you need anything we can provide for you. Anyone who writes to Dialogue or gets in touch with us and asks for anything, you may rest assured that there are no strings attached. We're not going to come back and ask you for money. We don't do that on Dialogue, so let us hear from you. We have a webpage, Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, .org, and you can pull down the webpage and look at it and amuse yourself. And probably one of the most amusing things will be looking at a picture of me, because I'm kind of amusing looking. So you can do that. And if you would like to call, you may call, and you will get a recording of me saying, leave a message and I'll get back with you. So leave a message and I'll get back with you. Our number, area code 405-535-9089. That's area code 405-535-9089. I believe that takes care of the preliminaries. Let's look at the Word of God. And I would like to read from chapter 6 of Zechariah, beginning with verse 9 and read down through verse 13. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Take of them of the captivity, even Heldai, of Tobiah, and of Jediah, which are come from Babylon, and come now the same day, and go into the house of Josiah the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Joshua the son of Josedech, the high priest, and speak unto him, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, The man, or rather, behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of, he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Now, very important, this business of the branch, this passage that we see here is one that was well known to the Jews in the day that the Lord Jesus Christ was walking this earth. They had read it, they knew it, they understood, or at least thought they understood it. And this is not the first time that we've encountered this business of the branch. I told you when we looked at it the first time, this business of the branch, this is clearly messianic. It was understood by the Jews in the days that this prophecy was given, and more specifically in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was understood to be a messianic prophecy. Now you need to look at this because this is very important, extremely important. And without understanding this, you might get very confused. I said at the first of the broadcast, who will build a messianic temple but Messiah? Now, there is a good deal of misunderstanding out there today, particularly in Israel, but even among the Gentiles as well, about this business of the rebuilding of the temple. Many of you out there, if you know anything at all about what's going on in the Middle East, you know very well that in 70 AD, the second temple, the temple that was built during Zechariah's time, the temple that was improved by Herod, that temple that was the reestablished by the returnees from Babylon way back here in about 519 B.C., that temple that stood on the Temple Mount at Jerusalem was torn down in 70 A.D., All right, you, many of you, and I think most of you probably know that. The Romans came in, destroyed Jerusalem, tore the temple down, dispersed the Jewish population to the ends of the earth. And from that day, there has been no temple on the Temple Mount. What we have standing on the Temple Mount right now is the Golden Dome of the Rock, one of the holiest sites in Islam. It is, in fact, so holy that if anyone other than a Muslim goes up there, why the Arabs and the Ishmaelites and so forth, the Mohammedans, the Muslims will riot. And in fact, one of the most vicious and violent intifadas of our day took place because one of the Israeli prime ministers went up on the Dome of the Rock. The Jews have controlled that Dome of the Rock since, for at least 30 years now and more, 40 years, since they took that the whole of Jerusalem in the fighting that took place back, 40 years ago or so. They have controlled that area, and they have, however, done nothing to the Dome of the Rock. They have done nothing about rebuilding the temple. They have done nothing to oust the Muslims out of that area, because to do that is to cause, well, I mean, if just a Jew going up under the Dome of the Rock caused the rioting and the intifada that was held and all of the killing and the slaughter, if they did that, imagine what would happen if the Jewish people went up there right now and destroyed the Dome of the Rock and the Mosque of Omar, which stand on that holy ground, and rebuild the temple on that ground. But that brings up a real problem, doesn't it? That brings up a real problem, because anyone who is a Christian certainly knows and understands that at some point the temple has got to be rebuilt to fulfill prophecy given, not in the Old Testament. Certainly there's prophecy given in the Old Testament, but the prophecy given in the New Testament. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, the Lord Jesus Christ, talking to his disciples, and I mean, they were seated right up there on the Dome of the Rock at the time and looking at the temple, or probably on the Mount of Olives, rather, but looking across at the temple as it stood there, magnificent building. And you remember the Lord Jesus Christ told him, there's not one stone here which will not be torn down. Look at the temple. Look how magnificent it is. It's all going to be destroyed. And they said, when will these things be? And when will come the time of your revelation and the end or closing of the age? Now, that is in the 24th chapter of Matthew. And that is very interesting, and it is worth paying some attention to and talking about here. These disciples who asked him that question, and the disciples who asked him that were Peter, James, John, and Andrew. They are the disciples that came to him and asked him the question, when will these things be? Well, what things? The destruction of the temple. Now notice in the 24th chapter of Matthew that these disciples associated with the destruction of the temple with the revealing of Messiah. Now if you have a King James Bible and you read Matthew 24, you will find that's the disciples said this, and the Lord immediately began talking to them about the end times. We might ask ourselves, why did they associate the destruction of the temple with the revelation of Messiah? I can tell you why. Because they knew this prophecy of Zechariah that we have just been reading here. It is the branch. It is Messiah who must build the temple. And yet, there is more to be said about it than that. If you read on, you will find that there is still a temple in that same 24th chapter of Matthew. The Lord Jesus talks about the end times. He talks about that period of time that we know as the Great Tribulation. And he says, one of the signs of the tribulation coming to pass in this terrible time, which he said there's never been anything like it before, there will never be anything like it again, and except those days be shortened, no flesh would survive. Now he says one of the signs of the tribulation is what he called the abomination. Well, he didn't call it. He merely is quoting from Daniel the prophet. The abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. The Lord Jesus said it, and it is worth repeating. He said, now think of that, the holy place. What was the holy place? Well, the holy place, there's only one place that could be called a holy place, and that place is the Holy of Holies in the temple. But now, wait a minute. There is no temple. And the temple has not stood since 70 AD. So at some point, It is reasonable to assume that the temple is going to have to be rebuilt. And of course, the Daniel chapter 9, verse 27 and chapter 12, verse 11 is where Daniel makes reference to the abomination of desolation that will stand in the holy place and enter the holy place, and the entry of the abomination of desolation into the holy place is one of the major events and signs that the Lord Jesus gave, which says that the great tribulation is about to get underway, and all of these terrible things that he talked about in Matthew 24. In verse 21 of Matthew 24, he calls it the great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now think about that. And I don't wish to confuse things unduly, but I want you, once again, I want to just tell you what we've got here. We have got the temple standing on the Temple Mount. Well, the temple is not on the Temple Mount. Something has got to happen, because that place is occupied right now by the Golden Dome of the Rock, this holy building of Islam. I don't know how else to say this, but here it is. That Dome of the Rock somehow has got to come down. The temple has got to be rebuilt. And yet the temple that is going to be rebuilt is the temple that will be defiled by Antichrist. Now, I have been told by many, many Christians that the people in Israel right now, the Jews living there, have got all the materials ready at hand to rebuild the temple. They've got the stone, they've got the timber, they've got the bricks and the mortar. They have got everything they need, and they can go up with it very quickly. All right, fine. They have been for some time now gathering the materials to rebuild the temple. That's what I've been told anyway. However, I have also been told that the Orthodox rabbis in Israel are against this and say it cannot happen and it will not be. Why do they say that? Because of the passage that we just read just a minute ago. Who is it that must rebuild the temple? The branch. And the Orthodox rabbis know this. And they have said more than once, what you are talking about, putting this temple back up, that cannot possibly take place because it is counter to Scripture. The Messiah is the only one that can build a temple. Now, we have got an interesting, is it a contradiction? In fact, I believe both positions are correct. That temple is going to be rebuilt by those individuals in Israel right now who are piling up materials and have already got them collected and piled up in order to rebuild the temple. They're going to rebuild it, but it will not be the Messianic temple. Somehow, something has got to happen, and I want you to remember that I said this. Something has got to happen. That Dome of the Rock has got to come down, and it will come down. I don't know how it's going to happen. I've heard many theories about this. Some people say, you know, maybe an earthquake will destroy it. Maybe there are rockets going into Jerusalem every day out of the so-called occupied territories. You know, Palestinians shooting rockets in there. Maybe one of them will fire a rocket and it will, you know, go haywire and blow down. But I can tell you this. When the temple is rebuilt on the mount, the temple that is going to be defiled by Antichrist is going to be rebuilt by the Antichrist. He is the one that will rebuild it. And he will rebuild it as a part of this treaty that he is going to enter into with Israel. He will enter into a treaty with Israel, and Israel, one way or another, is going to accept this man, the beast of Revelation, the Antichrist, the man whose number is 666, Israel will accept him as Messiah. He will sign a treaty that will bring peace to that whole area. I mean, you know, we've got our presidents over there trying to bring peace. They can't do it. They're not going to do it. The Antichrist will do it. And he will be accepted as Messiah. And he is the one who will rebuild the temple. But it will not work. This is not God's temple, because the temple must be rebuilt and built by Messiah. That means that the temple of Antichrist, which has not yet been rebuilt but will stand briefly during this time we call the Great Tribulation, that temple is going to be destroyed. And the Antichrist temple and Antichrist himself is going to be cast down. We are running out of time here. And we are going to take this subject up next week, when we come in. I hope, and I profoundly hope, that I am not confusing people unduly here. I realize that this is a little bit complicated. So in the time that we have left, and we're running rapidly out of time today, let me just give it to you again. The temple must be rebuilt on the Temple Mount. In order for the temple to be rebuilt on the Temple Mount, the golden dome of the rock is going to have to come down. I don't know how that's going to happen, but it will happen. Now, once it is down, the temple is going to be rebuilt twice. The first time will be the temple that will be rebuilt by Antichrist, and he will defile that temple by entering the Holy of Holies himself and declaring himself as God. The first temple will be defiled. The second temple, that temple is going to be torn down, and the final temple is going to be rebuilt by Messiah. Now, we are going to take this up, as I said, Lord willing, next time when we come in here, because I know it's a little complicated. But right now, just look at this. Look at what we have read in Zechariah. Messiah is the one who is going to rebuild the temple. That is clear. That all Orthodox rabbis know this. And all of the Orthodox down through the years have known this. This is no great revelation. If you are a Jew and you are waiting for men to rebuild the temple, you are waiting for something that you will regret, because Antichrist's temple cannot stand. And to go after Antichrist is to go into and after destruction. We are moving in this world toward the Great Tribulation. It is very clear to me. It is right around the corner. Now, Lord willing, once again, we will take this up next week and have more to say about it. So come back then. This is Doug Miller, and this is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.